Good morning. Welcome to Y East. My name is Chandra, and I will be your worship leader this morning. September always marks the beginning of our church year. Many of us, myself included, often wander over the course of the summer, visiting family, communing with nature, exploring places new and familiar. It is grounding to be back here and so very good to be here together. I'd like to extend an especially warm welcome to anyone who may be new or visiting us for the first time. We're happy to have you with us. Our minister, Craig Morrow, is sneakily in the house today. He is with us on the first and third Sunday of each month, September through June. And on the remaining Sundays, we have a variety of guest speakers, special programs. Today, our service is our annual intergenerational water communion and in-gathering service, so welcome for that. If you are looking for a way to learn more about Y East and Unitarian Universalism, I invite you to connect with either me or one of our ushers. Hadrian and Diana are at the back this morning during our social hour after the service. We also invite you to learn more about our faith and congregation by visiting our website, yeastuu.org. There you can sign up to receive our Y East news communications, review our calendar of pre- and post-service happenings, and listen to audio recordings of past sermons. Please take note, oh, this does not apply today. We have special order of services. I'll just skip right over that bit. Today at the piano, we have Deborah Thompson. Thank you, Deborah. And I have a few announcements today. The Clay Street Breakfast, Y East, our congregation, and the First Unitarian Church members and friends volunteer quarterly to prepare and serve breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. to about 150 homeless folks at the St. Stephen's Episcopal Parish. I've got the address here if you want that, in Portland. And we are scheduled for Saturday, September 29th. So if you are interested or able to be available that day, September 29th in the morning, see Linda Burke, who is over here this morning, for more information. I have, let's see. The Y East Worship Committee is planning several services over the course of the church year, which will include opportunities for members to share their own experiences. This fall and winter, we're seeking people who might have 3 to 5 minutes to share with the congregation on some of the following topics: Veterans Day or service in the country, our annual bread service, the winter solstice, or connecting with the natural world. If you have any other ideas for services or things like that, they would love to hear from you. And Linda McPherson is here. You can check in with her for more info on that. And then I have, today is our final Y camp. Is that still accurate? Intergenerational?
Oh, intergenerational.
Okay, so we basically want to say that next week we are starting up regular religious education under the coordination of Lana Oberto. And if you are interested in what is happening across the street with the children, what they'll be doing and learning, you are invited to come to the kickoff RE meeting before the service, 9:15 across the street at WeWorks, and that is next Sunday. Okay. And we are keeping our program free of charge for another year. Donations and support, either time or funds, are vital, so please consider how you can participate in keeping this program running. And we also want to thank everybody who helped out with the Y Camp this summer. So if you could just give a little round of applause for those folks. Awesome, yes, thank you everyone. And the last announcement I have is that, I'm just quoting this here, the old folks, the seniors group, and you can be old at heart. All ages are included. Next Sunday, the 16th, and that is after the service. And I think it normally is meeting by the back door at about noon. Okay, and you can check in with Hank, I guess, if you've got any questions on that, or it looks like Barbara Ross is also over here as well. Do I have any other announcements that did not get to me in advance?
Poetry group is meeting today after church also.
Poetry group, ooh, those P's, they like to pop. This afternoon at noon in one of these rooms over here, if you're interested in staying for the poetry group. Any other announcements? All right. Then let us take a couple of moments to greet our neighbors, especially if they're folks that you haven't met before. That was very lively. I do encourage you to continue these conversations after the service during our social hour. Stick around and continue to chat. I invite you now into a spirit of worship, and our opening words come from Reverend Gregory Pauley of the UNIU Society of Mill Creek in Delaware. And so we gather from the ebb and flow of our lives. Thirsty for connection to ourselves, thirsty for connection to others, thirsty for connection to the larger life. As we light this chalice, may all who gather here be filled with a joy and hope, filled with compassion and love. Here may we be filled so that we may pour ourselves out into the world. I invite you to stand and embody your spirit as we sing our opening hymn, number 360. Here we have gathered, number 360. And Deborah will play it through once, and we will sing all three verses. remain standing and join in reading the words of our chalice lighting statement, which are printed on your order of service. And Orson is going to come and help light the chalice today. All right. We gather together today in spiritual community. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, you are welcome here. May all who hunger for inspiration be filled. May all in need of friendship be comforted. Let us leave this hour together refreshed anew and carry our shared vision into the wider world. And please continue to stand as we sing hymn number 123, Spirit of Life. That's in the gray, thicker hymnal if you need the words 1, 2, 3. Invite the children to come forward and hear a story. Today is an intergenerational service, but we do have a nursery and preschool care available for the very young children across the street at WeWorks. We invite all school-age children to stay and participate in the service today. We've got some water droplets that are going to be back here on the table, and we invite you to be a little creative on those, and children and adults alike are welcome to come and decorate. There will be a time that we will invite you to come up and utilize that as part of your water source. You can think about something that you are grateful for and either decorate them with merely colors. We've got crayons over there, or if you want to put some words on there, things that you're feeling grateful for, then you are welcome to do that. And now, will the children please come forward? And Lana is reading us a story this morning.
Telling
us a story this morning, even more exciting.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Jamie just surprised me. Hi, Nicholas. Hello, Willa. Welcome back. So today is special. We are all done with Y camps, and everyone is getting ready to start a new learning year. A lot of friends went to their new classrooms this week and met new teachers, and we're going to continue that here at Y East. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about is something that I'm excited about today with the water communion. I don't know if everybody saw the bowl. That's a present that we all made together for each other, and we did that last year because Y East had a special birthday. Y East was born out of the work of everyone who put it together 20 years ago, last year, so 21 years ago. And so we got excited about all of us working together and Y East being in existence for 20 years. And today, we're seeing the bowl that we made with each other's help. And everybody who was here on that special birthday for Y East put their fingerprint and put some paint on the bowl. And I think it might be exciting today to maybe match your finger to the spot where you put it last year. And I didn't see the bowl for a whole year. We made it, and then we put it away, and we saved it for a special day, and today is that special day. So if you haven't had a chance, I invite you to look at the bowl and inside the bowl and touch the bowl and look at the paint colors that everyone here used when we were all together about this time last year. And we're all going to stay together today. You guys can do coloring, but you are welcome to sit down with the rest of us here at Y East today. So I'm glad that you're here, and so is everybody else. Thank you, guys.
And we have the tradition that we sing our children out to religious education. Today we're going to sing them either to the back table here to make some water droplets or back to their seats. And we're going to try injecting a little extra spirit into this tradition. So this is going to be hymn number 118, This Little Light of Mine. And if you would please rise as you're able and join with in singing with joy and freedom all three verses. We're going to give it a try. Again, that's number 118. Opportunity to share our financial gifts and strengthen the church that so strengthens us. Each week we lift up our spiritual value of generosity by taking an offering. Many of you pay your pledges in a lump sum or once a month, while others place contributions in the basket each week. As you participate in our offering ritual today by reverently taking the basket in your hands and passing it to your neighbor, know that you are adding your blessing regardless of what you place in the basket. Will the ushers please come forward as we give thanks for our offering. In our lives, we are so richly blessed. Gladly do we give back a portion of these blessings so that the mission of this congregation may live in the wider world. Blessed be. Each week, we reaffirm the purpose of this congregation. All are welcome to join with us in saying the words of our covenant, which are printed in your order of service. We covenant with each other as a community of love. We will be healed our deepest and truest selves together. We will be cared for and will be called on to care for others. We will stumble, but will restore one another and begin again in love.
We will stumble, but will restore one another and begin again in love. As we gather for the beginning of our church year this September, we do indeed begin again in love. This beginning, like the marking of all new years, provides an opportunity to look back and re-examine both our successes and our failings. Rosh Hashanah, the celebration of the Jewish New Year, happens to also begin this evening and is followed 10 days later by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. At this, the traditional annual Unitarian Universalist Water Communion and Ingathering service, we mark the beginning of our new year. And while I understand that atonement is not necessarily a part of what we do or seek as Unitarian Universalists, it occurred to me that seeking compassion and forgiveness for each other and for ourselves, for all the work that remains undone, all the injustice in the world left to repair, and all the relationships we might have done better, would be an important part of honoring our covenant with one another. I learned about this idea of Litany of Atonement when I attended the Sunday worship service at the Pacific Western Regional UUA Assembly back in April. It really moved me immensely, and today's service seemed an appropriate time to share it with you as we begin a new year in love. I would invite you now to rise and embody your spirit as we sing and as we share in singing the call and response of hymn number 1037 in your teal hymnal. The choir is going to help us out with this. I will speak the narrated parts, and our choir will help lead the response, which is, we forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love. Deborah will play the first response through as an introduction, and then we will begin. When a single voice would have made a difference. For each time that our fears have made us rigid and inaccessible. We have struck out in anger without just cause.
We forgive ourselves and
for each time that our greed has blinded us to the needs of others.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again with love.
For the selfishness that sets us apart and alone.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love.
For falling short of the admonitions of the Spirit.
We forgive ourselves and each other.
For losing sight of our unity.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again.
For those and for so many acts, both evident and subtle, which have fueled the illusion of separateness.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again.
Thank you. You may be seated. Our reading this morning are from the Introductory Remarks for Water Communion by Reverend Eric Cherry, Director of UUA's International Office. We gather in community to worship at a corner of our year as a church. This morning, we carry love and hope and courageous faith and seek to renew our covenantal commitments. We remind ourselves of the home we share, a home that we come back to, whether after a long or short absence, a home we welcome all to make their own. We remind ourselves of the home that we share, a home that, a home of love and hope and faith. Come, let us gather together within. And we gather ritually this morning. We carry gifts of our summer, symbols of the water that we have been present with and which has been present with us. These symbols may call to mind light summer showers, thunderstorms, dewy mornings, and misty evenings. Or moments at ocean sides, pool sides, river sides, lake sides, swimming, fishing, hiking, strolling, and who we were with while there, even if we were alone. Perhaps we found ourselves in the presence of water during a moment of grief or birth or rebirth. Or perhaps in a mundane place whose sacredness is palpable nonetheless. We reflect upon what we brought with us to these moments and places, in backpacks and coolers, surely, but more so, what spiritual, emotional, or other baggage we carried. And what we did with it while we were in these watery places and moments. Did the water's unprovoked infallibility, resiliency inspire you? Or its serenity? Maybe its waxing and waning tides? The music of its motion? Or the silence of its sleep? Did you feel the interdependent web of all existence coming alive in those moments? Some of you may have had the gift of a momentary spiritual epiphany. Others of you, a growing awareness of how this very water is like the strands of the web, and how the web is us and everything. Water, we love you. We thank you. We respect you. These are the words of the Water Song by Doreen Day, sung in Ojibwemoyan, a First Nation language. The world has been invited to share and sing this song inspired by Mother Earth water walks. Water, we love you. We thank you. We respect you.
Nibe izageiko imigwetwe nimigo ishawen nimigo Nibe izageiko
Water communion is one of the most practiced ceremonies in UU churches today. While it began in 1980 as a service to celebrate women, water communion has evolved over the last 35 years to be a traditional celebration for the coming together and beginning again that happens every fall as we transition from summer into the cadence of our church year. Water is an elegant symbol of our connectedness to one another and the totality of life and to our place on this planet. I'm also really struck and awed this year by the dichotomy of water. It's such a beautiful and life-giving thing, and yet we have been witness to the sheer power and destructive force of too much water in Texas, the Caribbean, Hawaii, and Florida. A reminder, perhaps, that nothing is all good or all bad. Now is the time in our water communion service where we will invite you to come forward and share the meaning of your water. All of our water will come together in our beautiful ceremonial bowl, which, as Lana was mentioning, we created on our 20th anniversary celebration in April of 2017. So do take a look. It is the first time we are getting to use it. So if you haven't seen it, just enjoy that. I invite you to reflect upon your thoughts during the reading and the music, and try to sum up the inspiration or source of your water in 7 words or less, possibly fewer. If you did not bring any water, that's okay. You don't need water to participate. We do have some water on the table in the pitcher. And that is available for you to pour, and it can represent the source of your thoughts. You're welcome to pour your water in silence or share your 7 words with the congregation using the microphone. In order to keep things a little bit organized and orderly, we will invite you to come forward and form a line to your right, as we normally would for joys and sorrows. And we are gonna do this by where the source of your water is. There are 5 categories, and those are the ocean or sea, flowing waters such as rivers and streams, the drops of gratitude if we have anyone who has colored some. I don't think we do, but if anyone did or anyone would like to, there's still time. And then we have still waters, ponds, lakes, puddles, and simple drops, which are taps or tears or rain. So if your waters come from or are inspired by the ocean, please come up by the right and pour your water into our bowl.
Symbolizes Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and Dewey Beach, Delaware. And in the case of Rehoboth Beach, I almost drowned there as a kid. And I've been grateful ever since that I didn't.
The more ocean people here, aren't they?
We too.
I really didn't, I emptied the bottle I had. But this represents Oceanside, Oregon, with my four children and spouses.
Los Angeles, Pacific Beach, purposes in the water.
The thing I like about the Unitarian Universalists, if you don't follow the rules, you forgive us. And I'm just going to do that for a second because I missed out on joys and concerns and I came here specifically for that. I live in Leavenworth by the Icicle River, the Wenatchee River, and the Tumwater. And I followed that down to the Columbia and came to Portland and we're headed to the ocean. So I guess it covers all of it. But I'm looking for my friend Dina Clausen. If any of you knew Dina, she came to this church for a while. And a little over a year ago, she visited me, and I could see that she had some early symptoms, and I made her promise that when she got home, she'd come to this church, and she would see a doctor and get some help. And I have not been able to find her since. And I'm not sure what to do next, but I know that you guys are often in touch with those that work with social services, so if you know where Dina is, I would love to know that. Thank you.
Yes.
Lillenburg, Nova Scotia, with my sister.
I just remembered only seven words, and I think I just said them.
My water comes from the Atlantic Ocean, and that is from off the coast of Maine. This is from last summer when I got to go and celebrate a friend's wedding back in Maine, and that's where this water comes from.
I can't possibly do seven words. All water ends up in the ocean. This is my canteen from when I worked for the Forest Service. I carried it on my hip in a canvas holster. This represents all the water that didn't get diverted to the ocean. The firefighters were able to use.
All right, and that brings us to our next category, which is if your waters are inspired by flowing waters, rivers, or streams, please come up and form a line over to your right.
Oh,
the great rivers of the American South that I went over or by this last month, the Arkansas, the Tennessee, the Mississippi, the Alabama, the Cumberland, the Ohio, the Tumbigee.
The Sandy River, thanks for the beautiful steelhead.
This water represents a bucket list item of floating on one of the rivers around here, and I float on the Clackamas River with my sister and some friends.
That was actually also the Clackamas River, in this case, the memory of grappling with it. Worthy adversary.
Chesapeake Bay, and one thing I really missed from Rowan is the crabs, so I got crabs.
Well, I miss the rivers of Virginia and the Chesapeake Bay, but I'm also learning to love some of the rivers of Oregon, even the Willamette and the Columbia and the Sandy.
Friends, family, kayaking, Hosmer Lake, North San Am.
Eagle Creek in the Wallowa Mountains.
I mostly stayed home this summer, Johnson Creek behind her home.
Milk Creek in Malala, where I got married, and my kids fished for crawdads this summer.
For the first time in the almost 20 years that I lived in Portland, I actually went swimming in both the Willamette and the Columbia River. And I'm incredibly grateful that I live in a place where I can go to the river. Now, did anyone make a droplet? If you made a droplet, you are welcome to come up, and we've got some stickableness. Oh, I got a couple. Okay, so put them right up here. So if you have created a gratitude droplet, you can come forward and place your droplet. They're going to go right up here, and then you can speak your words.
Very hot, watering plants, tired, why? Great, water out of the faucet, hose.
I'm a word person, so water is in my words, sacred.
And if your waters come from or are inspired by still waters, lakes, ponds, puddles, would you please come forward?
Blue Lake
Joe's 90th birthday and Joe's memorial service, August 28th. Tap water, clean, abundant, grateful for that. Western Massachusetts wetlands, sister, sculpture, frogs.
Battleground Lake, where we went swimming and there was no battle. And also Lake Quinault, the home of Sasquatch.
This is from three places. Yesterday's Rise Up for Climate rally in Portland and around the world, where I saw Barbara Dow in Portland. But also my daughter's new college in Eastern Massachusetts, near Boston. And also a state park that my wife and I visited a few days after dropping off Anna, where we took Anna as a baby. But it's a beautiful pond.
If your waters come from or are inspired by simple drops of water, rain or tears or the tap, please come forward.
Well, this is gratefulness for the anticipated rain we'll be having in a few days that I'll enjoy with my childhood friend of 70 years that's visiting from the very dry state of California.
This was collected from Newark International Airport. I had a chance to go home and visit with my parents and siblings this summer.
The water that kept my garden alive.
Just as waters merge when poured into the same bowl, so do our lives when poured into the same community of concern. When we pour ourselves into a common vessel of our mutual humanity, we will come together in a way where we are willing to stand together. Please rise in body or spirit as we sing our closing hymn, number 1007 in your skinny teal hymnal. Sounds like we're gonna play it through once and sing all three verses.